The commission also took up an adjustment to the Garden Rapids at the Big Pool plan. It was brought to the commission yesterday by Parks and Recreation Director Aaron Stewart and Assistant City Manager Jennifer Cunningham, who had gone back and revisited a concept in part from the early design phases, which would have had like a rental room or rental space for folks. And while that isn't what got added in, this idea of a more outdoor cabana style, maybe three sides with windsail fabric and the top that would allow for, you know, maybe, you know, 10 to 20 people to congregate, drop their stuff off, kind of be a headquarters on the pool complex for a group or a family that wanted to kind of hang out together. So that addition was approved along with an initial funding strategy and a repayment strategy. It's believed that the revenue generated off of these cabanas would allow for a recovery of the cost to put them up pretty quickly. So four additional small cabanas around. They'll blend in. This use of a wind sail as a shade structure is pretty prevalent in the Garden Rapids at Big Pool physical layout. And these will be complementary to that and sort of blend in. So that's an exciting change. Great research done by our staff as to what other newer parks have done in that way to allow for a little bit of a rental space, a little bit of a different experience, and pay for it. You know, still keeping the admission price very, very cheap, but if you can add on to it later, that adds some benefit and gives the Big Pool, the Garden Rapids at the Big Pool, a chance to have a revenue stream long term that'll help with its ongoing maintenance and operations.